Hello everyone. First I want to say thank you for taking the time to download this and listen to it. It gives me an opening to pour out something into the world. It gives me an opportunity to be of service. And without you, that wouldn't be possible. Something that came to me earlier this week, I'd like to share with you. I was driving along in the woods, and something suddenly dawned on me. Often when I'm driving in the woods, it's a dirt road that goes back about 22 miles to our house back there. And there's very little traffic, so I have opportunity to contemplate while I'm driving. And what came to me was this, and I don't know if I can get it across, but I will try. God is the only presence. God is omnipresent. And God is living its life right here. Therefore, there is no one on earth. And now if we look at that, that's again one of those startling truths. All of the people we know, all of the personalities we come in contact with daily, all of the conflicts between personalities the world over, all of these people, the truth is, there is no one on earth. Only God is present. And if that's perhaps too hard to grasp, or maybe too cold, we can even substitute other phrases. We can say, only God's grace is present. There is nothing else on earth. We often talk about God's omnipresence. And if we go into this deeply, we will find that if God is omnipresent, everywhere present, and if there is no such thing as God and another, then God is the only presence here. So the statement is true. There is no one else on earth. And if we can begin to see this and feel this and sense this, two things will happen. One, everyone that we come in contact with will be lifted up, because we will be realizing that there stands God's presence, and only God's presence. And two, the conflicts that we witness between people aren't there, because no one is there except God's presence. God's presence is invisible to human eyesight. Therefore, we have to see with a different apparatus. We have to sense with a different faculty. We have to shut off the senses, because the senses show us all these other ones, and all these other ones aren't there. And so, let's live with this statement this week. Only God is present. There is no one on earth. When I go to the supermarket and I come in contact with people, whether they are currently frustrated for standing in line or impatient. I need to be able to recognize that only God is present. There is no one on earth. When I come in contact with people who appear to be friendly and outgoing and courteous, I must practice the same principle. Only God is present. There is no one on earth. In fact, as we go into this quite deeply, we discover if only God is present, or rather, because only God is present, there is no one on earth, and there is no earth. God's omnipresence means just that. One presence, one life, one mind, one being, one soul. And there is no second. What's more, when I apply that to myself, when you apply it to yourself, only God is present. There is no one else here. And so there's not God and 4 billion others. And there is not God's kingdom and a dimension called Earth. That's what the senses report. But the senses do not report the truth. We must go beyond the senses to perceive, to sense and feel the truth and know the truth. So, only God is present. There is no one and no earth. Then what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to know the truth, which we have just uttered, and rest back in it. Only God is present, and God is living itself. So there is no responsibility. The government is on his shoulders. I do not have to put a life together. I do not have to manage a life. I do not have to build a life. I do not have to achieve, attain, acquire. No, all of that is, if I'm doing that, I'm working in that dream over there of another self. And so if only God is present, or because only God is present, I do not have to work on this life that is no one. That is no one present. They labor in vain, don't they? Except the Lord build the house. They labor in vain that build it. And so God is living itself, and the government is on his shoulders. So I am to know this truth, and I am to rest, and to watch God live itself. Only God is present. There is no one on earth. Think about that, all the conditioning we've received over the years. From growing up in grade school, primary school, we received much teaching about individual people. This one was brave, and that one was conquering, and this other one was evil and domineering, and this one conquered a nation, and that one surrendered. There is no one on earth. Only God is present. So, we have to unlearn quite a bit. We have to begin to see that all of that teaching was in the realm of no one. All of that teaching was about no one. Jesus Christ showed us by example that I of myself am nothing. He didn't say that of myself I'm a little bit and I have a partnership with God and God and I together can do thus and so. He laid it out plainly and for all time. Of myself, I am nothing. The Father within, He doeth the works. And so, if we have been living a separate life, trying to build something of ourselves, we're living in the realm of nothingness. There is no one on earth. Only God is present. And at the end of his ministry, Jesus told us that he said, I have overcome the world. Now, the only world to overcome is the belief in a separate existence. The only world to overcome is that false self. And so he overcame that sense of self, and we don't hear him saying anymore, of myself I am nothing. Now we hear something new. He that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. And he was accused by those around him of making himself equal with God. And that is what we are required to do on this path. You must make yourself equal with God. One with God, consciously aware that only God is present. There is no one on earth. And really, all of the effort that we put behind patching up a false self, whether we are working on repairing bad health of this, let's call it no one. Whether we are working on improving the health of no one, if we're working on improving the finances of no one, if we're working on building better relationships with no one, well, we're working on no one because there is no one on earth. There is only one, and that one is God. Our work is so different from anything that the world has imagined. And the reason for that is because the world is made up of no one. And no one doesn't want to step aside. If you really recognize that no one is on earth, only God is present, if you have an inner realization of that at depth, not a thought about it, not a wondering about it, but a real inner realization where for a moment you make that leap, you rest back in that infinite sea of spirit. Only God is present. There is no one on earth. Then God becomes a living reality to you. And God does take over. In this inner realization, we stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Means, in the recognition that no one is here, I can relax and be still. God is living itself. And now God becomes an actual experience. In this stillness, God becomes a living reality. That is why we are told it is the living God, which refers to having a living experience of God. Now, the principle we are looking at is there is no one on earth. Only God is present. And miracles will happen as I practice this principle. We had thought before this that practicing spiritual principles would give us abundant living. We would increase our supply and maybe double our income. We had thought that by practicing spiritual principles, we would have healings of mind and body. And we had thought that by practicing spiritual principles, we could repair broken relationships. And some of this was true up to a point. But we are at the place now where we are coming to see what the death of this false sense of self really entails. And we are coming to see that we really sold ourselves short. We were going to settle for a better human life. But now I think we are suspecting that this spiritual path leads to not to a better human life, at least that's not the end of the path. No, those were just the added things. The spiritual path that we are on leads to the dissolution, the dissolving of no one. The dissolving of that false self that now we see is no one. And the revelation that God is living, moving, and having its being right where you are, as you. And this is quite a different thing. As we practice the principle, only God is present, there is no one on earth, then God is present as a conscious experience. And it lives its life. It has its own intelligence. It can pour forth infinite love as you. It can pour forth infinite supply, feeding more than 5,000. It can pour forth an infinite message. There is no limit to what God can do when it lives itself as itself right where you are. But to become aware of the presence of God, it's necessary to stand on this principle. Really, to answer any difficulty, any inharmony, any problem that comes up with the truth that only God is present. There is no one on earth. And the practice of that will dissolve that which is appearing as another. Now, God itself is invisible. With your eyes, you will never see God. You will see your interpretation of God, that is, when God is experienced, God appears to you as harmonious living. But that's not God, that's the added things. God itself is invisible to your eyes, and the senses will never see God. But that won't stop you from experiencing your inner self. That won't stop you from experiencing God. In your stillness, in your quietness, God is experienced. And something in you called spiritual discernment reveals God to you. Then the added things, when you look out again, are the harmony and the joy and the peace. And now, look at this. Since only God is present, and there is no other, since no one is on earth except the presence of God, and since God is invisible, and God is you, that which you are is invisible. That which is your true identity, your true self, is invisible. He that seeth me seeth him that sent me. And so, if you have the capacity to discern that invisible presence, know now that what you are discerning is your invisible presence. God is the only presence. And if you are here, you are that presence. And so the truth about you is that you are invisible, incorporeal. All that God has is thine. Since only God is present, and there is no one on earth, then infinite supply is present. But infinite supply is invisible. When we let infinite supply flow out, we interpret it. We see it as abundant living. But that is just the added thing. That's just the added thing from having the conscious awareness of infinite, invisible supply. Only God is present. There is no one on earth. Therefore, there is only one presence, and that presence is invisible. That presence, of course, is in harmony with itself. That presence is perfect peace and ease. And so, when that presence flows forth, we interpret it. We see it as harmonious relationships. But that is just the added thing. Because the truth is that that presence is invisible. And so God, your presence, the only presence, the all supply, the all life, is invisible. And what we are learning to do now is to translate, to go back from the visible into the invisible. We are learning to live in the invisible. All of life, God is all life. I am the life, was God speaking. And if I, God, am the life, and I am invisible, then all life is invisible. All of life is invisible. We interpret it as individual life, which we see out here as healthy body, healthy mind, healthy being. But that is just the added thing, because life is invisible, and all life is invisible, because I am the life. God is the life. So, do we begin to see now that we are to live in the invisible, that we are to know the invisible, that we are to be the invisible, and the invisible to be us? Only God, the invisible, is present. There is no one on earth. Begin now to live in the invisible kingdom, which now you see surrounds you and is you. Begin practicing now living in the invisible, which is your real home. Jesus, in the temple, had made the crowd pretty upset because he made himself equal with God. And they decided to close in on him and take him by force. Do you remember what happened? Sure, I do. He disappeared from their midst and reappeared outside the temple. In other words, making himself equal with God, he entered the invisible, and they couldn't see him for a time, and he reappeared visibly outside. And this is what we are learning to do, just exactly that. We really are going to learn to live in the invisible, to step into the invisible and back out at will. Let me tell you an experience that I had many years ago. I was driving along the road, and it was drizzling a little outside, and I was going at a pretty good clip, but not really above the speed limit. And I came close to an intersection, and as I passed through it, suddenly there was a little white poodle in my path. And I knew, just as you would know, that there's no way to avoid this poodle. I'm going to run over this poodle. And immediately, I pulled myself into a realization of the invisible presence of God. And by doing so, I stepped into the invisible. And within less than 1.5 seconds, I was on the other side of the divider with oncoming traffic coming toward me, but no poodle in sight. However, on my left there was a driveway, and I pulled into the driveway, sat there for a moment, the other traffic passed, and I pulled out, went down the road, turned around and came back, and there was no poodle. The poodle was safe. Somehow he had avoided my tires, and somehow I had avoided him. I disappeared and reappeared, went into the invisible and back out. And so this is not something that only Jesus can do. This is something we are instructed to do. We are to learn to step into the invisible and back out at will. And this we can do by practicing this principle. Only God is present. There is no one on earth. And by practicing this principle, we will learn to consciously step into the invisible when the situation requires it. Now, this seems as if it's something new, but the truth is that it is from the invisible that we came forth. Or better yet, we dwell in the invisible now. We just haven't been conscious of it. But now it's time to become conscious of these truths and to live them. There have been so many reports over the years, and I'm sure you've read some of them, of people that momentarily stepped into the invisible reality and some danger was avoided, and when it passed, they stepped back out. And really, all we're doing is stepping into the conscious realization of our true selves. Because again, only God, the true self, is present. There is no one else on earth. And now we'll give one other example. When we lived in Florida, in the center of the state, there was always warnings of hurricanes and tornadoes and whatnot. And one year, the warning became an actual fact. There was a Category 3 or 4 hurricane headed straight for us, and no way of getting out of its path. That night, I did what we're talking about here. I made it my business to find that invisible center of God consciousness and to simply rest in it and let it live itself. The sun came up, the storm came through, and although there was some winds that were kind of strong, there was no damage. There was no hurricane, as a matter of fact. The winds that came through were no more than some summer thunderstorms. and it passed right over the center of the state, out into the Atlantic, and there was no damage done. By stepping into the invisible, those things that appear to be damaging have no power, because you're not there, because they're not there, because only God is present. There is no one else. There is no one on earth. And so you see, this is what we are doing. We are learning to step into our invisible reality, our invisible self, and dwell there. And more we are going to discover that that is the only, well, that that is reality. And this other passing show has never had a real existence. And that is why, if you look at the news and the newspapers, and you look at the television, and all the personalities, and all the people, and all the conflicts throughout the world, and all the problems, and all the dangers, by knowing this truth, they cannot touch you. They pass by on the other side. And this is an actual experience, which you will have more and more of. And now, know this. Anyone, anywhere, reaching out to you, touches your conscious awareness of this truth. So if you are stepping into the invisible daily, then they go into the invisible with you. Because being a part of your consciousness now dwells in the invisible kingdom. And so you become a force, really, to your family, to your community, to your nation, to the world, to the universe, and to other dimensions of which you have not even dreamed. All this from that one simple statement that came to me as I was driving along, but came to me with power, with realization. God is living itself. There is no one on earth. So let us begin practicing today, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, in the invisible self, the only self. And let us learn to rest there, even while we're walking and talking, driving a car as I was the other day. In the secret place of the Most High, in the invisible, is where we receive the hidden manna. I have hidden manna. In the invisible is where we receive our hidden manna. And this hidden manna, what is it? It's life. This hidden manna is love. This hidden manna is supply. This hidden manna is life, health. This hidden manna is love, companionship. This hidden manna is your house, your consciousness, the wellspring. This hidden manna is the wellspring that springs up into life everlasting, because this invisible hidden manna is your everlasting life. There will never be a time when you can draw out so much that it is exhausted. How can you exhaust the limitless, the infinite, the one self? And so, when this infinite invisible says to you that thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine, that is what it means. You will never be without this hidden manna. The only question that remains is, are you ready to step into the invisible, to dwell in the secret place, to receive the hidden manna, which is the gift of God? If you are, then join me today. Make a commitment to live some part of every day in the invisible. And if you forget until later in the day, that's fine. But make the commitment that when you remember, you will get by yourself and live and step into the invisible and rest there. You will now see more miracles than you have ever seen before, because I, the invisible, will go before you. You will find that you do not have to labor. You certainly won't labor in vain. This invisible presence will begin building for you an eternal temple. A temple not made with hands. You see, this temple is not made with human hands. That is why it lasts forever, because it is made by the invisible forever presence. Now, here's the principle one more time. There is no one on earth. Only God is present. God is living itself, as itself, invisibly infinite. And that is who you are. So now, practice, and if you feel like it, drop me a note, send me an email, let me know when you begin experiencing this, and joy to you that sells all that you have and find this hidden treasure within you.